Welcome to Perlin on ELT with Matt Perlin. You can contact Matt at info@perlintraining.com and visit the website at perlintraining.com, where you'll find all kinds of free resources for teachers and learners of English. You can follow Matt on Twitter at Perlin Training. And don't forget to subscribe and leave a review for Matt on iTunes. What's on the podcast this time, Matt?
Today we're continuing to look at the topic of singing. And I think this is going to be the last podcast about singing for the time being. This time it's discussion questions. And you can go to my website, perlintraining.com, and download the list of discussion questions, or read them on the website there. There are 8 questions about singing, but in fact there are lots and lots more than 8. Each question is a sort of many sub-questions. So there are lots of things to talk about there about the topic of singing. You don't have to sing. You don't have to sing. But maybe some of your students would like to sing. Or if you're a student listening, maybe you like to sing. So I'm not going to stop you. Please feel free to sing along. I've been doing this topic all week, the topic about singing. And it was quite interesting, quite fun for my students. No, I should say it was very interesting. It was extremely interesting. We looked at some singers on the TV. We looked at some singers on YouTube. We looked at some examples. Different kinds of singing. We compared them. For example, we compared Bob Dylan, his singing style, with Celine Dion. And we had a lot to say about it, really. We looked at discussion words, the vocabulary words, which were in a previous podcast. It's still available to download. And we looked at some discussion questions, and there was a lot of things to talk about. We'll just go through this quite quickly. And if you want to get hold of it, go to the website perlintraining.com to get your copy of discussion questions. And you can use it in your class. Or if you're a student, you could maybe use it to write an assignment about singing. Use some of the questions together. First question is really, what is singing? A general question I like to put at the beginning to throw students, you know, they just get confused. What is singing? But it sort of starts the brain up. It gets people thinking right at the start of the lesson or at the start of the activity. You could do this with any topic, you know. What are insects? What is a car? What is it? This generally throws people, but then they have to think, and it focuses the mind on the topic, which is really nice. Then we go to focus on the student. Can you sing? Do you sing? What do you sing? When do you sing? All these were questions. And yes, no questions. Do you sing in the shower? Do you sing along to the radio? And in almost every case, I think in every case this week when I did this lesson about singing, people were so embarrassed. They said, oh, no, I can't sing. Oh, you don't want to hear me sing. Oh, it's terrible. My singing voice is awful. It's not good. I don't sing in public. And I asked them, you know, do you want to sing? Can you sing something for me now? No, 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 no. And to be fair, I didn't sing in the class as well. So I'm asking, is it embarrassing to sing in public? Why? Why is it embarrassing to sing? I said to one student, but would you be able to stand up in front of a big audience and read a speech? And they said, yes, of course I would. And I said, but what about singing? Oh, absolutely. But what's the difference? What is the difference? It's both of them, you're making sounds with your body, you know, with your mouth. But we didn't find an answer to that. So if you get the answer to that question, please let me know. Maybe it's to do with emotion. We give away too much emotion when we sing. Maybe it's because we just never do it. It's embarrassing because we're not practiced. We don't feel confident. Question two, if you think you can't sing, why is that? And I found a statistic online which was really interesting. Research has shown that only 2% of people do not possess the required skills for singing. Do you agree with that? 2%. And this was from theguardian.com science section of the online newspaper. And this really confirmed what I believe, what I was pushing in the lessons, that, you know, everybody can sing, really, almost everybody, but we just haven't practiced, we haven't developed our skills. So if we did practice, we would be better. You know, I always use the example of playing snooker for something that, you know, if I practiced for 10 hours every day, if I played snooker for 10 hours a day like a professional, I would soon, or after some time, I would become good at snooker. I think that's true. It has to be true. I never play it, so I'm not very good at it. But I'm not saying it's easy to play, but the same with singing. If you practiced every day for 10 hours, or whatever, you know, maybe less than that, less time, then you would become better at it. Who is your favourite singer is question three. The general question about what likes and dislikes. And do you prefer a solo singer or a group? So this takes the pressure off the students. They're not thinking about themselves, their ability or lack of ability, as it turns out, probably in most cases. So this is a nice activity to do with students in pairs in the classroom, or on a one-to-one lesson, a Skype lesson, FaceTime lesson. Why do people sing? So we're going a bit deeper into question four. What uses does it have? Why do people sing? In what situations? To celebrate, to worship, to mourn, to entertain, and so on. Is singing a necessary function of life? Do we have to sing? Is there anybody that doesn't sing, that never sings in your class? But who is that? And why not? Even humming, I suppose, it's not really singing, but it's making a melodious noise with our mouth. This sort of humming. Do you believe only humans can sing? What about animals and birds? Is it singing, or is it just a noise that they make? They have to make, they are pre-programmed to make. Why do children make up their own songs? Even young little ones, little tiny tots, will be singing along. Singing their own song. They didn't learn a song, they're just making up a song when they're playing, walking around. Why? Why do they sing? Why do we sing? Question five, how do we sing? So parts of the body, which parts of the body do we use? Diaphragm, larynx, vocal cords, tongue, teeth, chest, head. You can talk about this, you can find out more online, find out how we sing, which parts of the body we use. Talk about it with your students. Have you ever noticed that a very good singer, we saw some singers on YouTube, and we noticed how, for the very good ones, how the whole face was kind of vibrating as they sang. Sing, sang, song. And the lips were vibrating, everything, using the whole body to project the sound. Wonderful to watch. How do singers take care of their body? You know, it's terrible to see a singer, famous singer, good singer, smoking, for example. Why? Why do this when this is your, you know, this is how you make your money. This is your tool. Your voice is your tool. Question six, about being a professional singer. Is it a good job? Why not? What do you think would be the hardships and pleasures of this kind of job? How much money do you think people make? What about busking? Have you ever tried it? Tried standing in the street singing for money? Imagine a day in the life of and different kinds of singers. An opera singer, a pop singer, a busker, a vocal coach, singer in a West End musical, a children's entertainer, and so loads of things here. I don't think you could use every question in one lesson, really. But there's a lot here, a lot of ideas here that you can kind of take as a starting point for other activities. You know, you might go into look at a role play or a writing activity based on this. Seven, have you ever joined a choir? So choir is number seven, community singing. Why do people sing together in their spare time for nothing? I know people who do this and they love it. It's wonderful. They don't just sit in the pub having a drink. They're standing there learning to sing, even in a foreign language. Interesting. Why do people do it? It's not for money. Do you sing in church or as part of a service of worship? What is the importance of singing in worship? I mean, this goes back a long, long time, doesn't it? This kind of singing. Does singing have a spiritual significance for you? So you could learn something about your partner, about other students, about your maybe your individual students by talking about singing. Singing, it's seems like a fun topic, but it's quite deep. You know, it's something that we do. It's part of us. But why is it? Why do we do it? That was question four. And the last question is about favorite song. Would you like to be a songwriter? Compare when different people record versions of the same song. Have you ever written a song? No, it's about songs. Sing, sang, song, song. Sing, sang, song. And song. So, lots of discussion questions there about singing. I hope you'll be able to use them. If you do, let me know how you get on. I'd love to hear from you and get some feedback from you, if that's possible. And you can contact me at info@purlandtraining.com, P-U-R-L-A-N-D. And I'm also on Twitter at @purlandtraining. So thanks for listening to this podcast about singing. Now let's all go and have a nice sing song. See you in the next podcast. Thanks for listening. Bye.
Perlin on ELT.